Good morning. Yes, a good morning to all of you. Moments of Melody coming your way again. A grandmother looked at her old Bible. It was large, worn out, and seemed quite useless. She had good ones to take along on the move. They were burning a lot of rubbish. She took the Bible, and as she approached the fire, she clasped it in her arms and said, "Never, never can I burn God's Word. I shall take it into the garden and bury it as I would a precious loved one." And that's exactly what she did. Another family moved into the place, and they were a rich family, but they cared nothing for either the church or the Bible. They didn't even have a Bible in their family. Several months later, they were digging in the garden, preparing to plant lettuce. The spade struck an object, which they soon discovered to be the old Bible. An older person in this family stood by and watched, curiously. And quite excited, she said to the others as she picked up the wet Bible, "Children, we have no Bible. This has been sent to us from the Lord." She dried it out carefully and began reading it chapter after chapter. She truly searched the Scriptures and found that they speak of the Savior, the Lord Jesus. Soon the Word of God made her wise unto salvation, and she was converted. Later, all the members of the family also trusted Christ and began serving Him together in the church as a family. Truly, this Bible was sent to them from the Lord. Gospel according to Dr. Luke, the Lord Jesus speaking. When a strong man, fully armed, mounts guard over his own palace, his goods are left in peace. But when a man comes who is stronger still, he will take away all the armor that gave him confidence and divide among others the spoils he has won. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather his store with me scatters abroad. There is a saying regarding the Bible, "This book will keep you from sin," or "Sin will keep you from this book."